This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and also online. It's 1 o'clock. Time now for the news, read by David Cornett.
Andy Murray will seek to make tennis history this afternoon by becoming the first British player to win the men's singles at Wimbledon for three quarters of a century. His opponent, Roger Federer, is aiming to get a record seventh singles title in the tournament. Play is due to start in an hour's time. The business secretary, Vince Cable, has launched a fierce attack on British banks for not doing more to help small companies to expand. He said their lending policy was throttling the recovery of British industry. The Shadow Chancellor, Ed Balls, is pressing the government to try to stop Barclays' departing chief executive, Bob Diamond, receiving a multi-million pound payoff. He wants ministers to speak to Barclays' shareholders. Officials in Afghanistan have found a video which appears to show a member of the Taliban publicly executing a woman. The film shows a woman who's accused of adultery being shot dead in a village 60 miles from Kabul in front of a cheering crowd. The Environment Agency says flooding in the southwest is easing, but 26 flood warnings remain in force across England. People have been trying to clear up after the waters have receded. Dozens of homes were affected when two rivers in Devon rose to record levels. Detectives in West Yorkshire are investigating the murder of a 19-year-old in a village near Huddersfield. The young man was stabbed to death in Marsden. An 18-year-old was also wounded and remains in a serious condition in hospital. Two men have been arrested. Police think that a crash in which two people died on the M4 near Newbury in Berkshire may have been caused by a car driving the wrong way down the motorway. Two drivers aged 82 and 48 were killed. The FA have confirmed that Ryan Giggs will be the captain of the British football team at the Olympics. Giggs is one of three overage players in the squad. And the weather, scattered heavy showers will develop over England and Wales, but some places will be dry and bright, particularly later. BBC News and Weather at 1:02.
Read by David Cornett. Well, in an hour's time, our Sunday concert is a performance by the Nash Ensemble of Mozart's Piano Quartet in G minor, Alexander Goehr's Horn Trio, Bridges' Fantasy Piano Quartet and Brahms' Horn Trio. But now it's time for the Early Music Show with Catherine Bott.
Hello and welcome to the National Centre for Early Music in York. We've got a live audience of discerning early music lovers, some of the usual suspects and some new faces. And I'm just going to stop for a minute to mark the last appearance on air at the Early Music Show because he's 10 years old and he's retiring shortly of Nathan the Guide Dog. So thank you for being such a music lover all these years, Nathan. The place is absolutely packed. And everyone's awaiting a treat. In today's programme, first treat, I'll be talking to Festival Director Delma Tomlin about what's in store. And playing live for us today, second treat, to illustrate this year's festival theme of crossing borders is L'Aventura London, whose director Jacques Osmo will be telling us about the Portuguese and Brazilian music we're going to be hearing throughout the show. So let's get going right away with music. This is Ganinha, Minha Ganinha. My Ganinha, read my heart, being in love isn't good for it.
Thank you.
L'Aventura London with singers Sandra Medeiros and Joanna Seara, starting today's live early music show from York with a little 18th century modinha attributed to Domingos Caldas Barbosa. Barbosa came to Portugal from his Brazilian home in 1763, and he may have been the man who brought the modinha to Europe. The modinha was once described as the music best calculated to throw saints off their guard and to inspire profane deliriums. So with the Synod of the Church of England meeting in York, I think we should have some more right away. This is a lyric we can all identify with. It says, maybe the good times have rolled already. I wish I could have more of them.
Thank you.
Joanna Seara and L'Aventura London with Tempo che breve passaste by Antonio da Silva Leite, who was chapelmaster at the cathedral in Oporto. But like all of 18th century Portugal, he was rather partial to a delicious secular dip in a sea of worldly melancholy. I'll be talking to L'Aventura's director Jacques Osmo about this immensely seductive music a bit later on, but now it's time to hear about the whole festival from director Delma Tomlin. Now, Dr. Delma, are you feeling faster, higher, stronger in Olympic year?
Very much so. We've had a tremendously interesting festival so far, which has been full of different sounds and really exploring, crossing borders, following the Olympic ideals, all those sort of type of things. And although it sounds a bit cliched to sort of, because so many people are doing it, actually has really opened up this year's festival, because we looked both at the music of Europe, of course, and then where the Olympics are going in 4 years' time, which took us to, obviously, Brazil, and then we ignored Brazil completely, as you do, as you have noticed, and went indeed to Bolivia, and then we're doing a little bit of music from Ecuador later on, and obviously today, Portugal, and a bit of Brazil, we've tried.
Well, the Early Music Show is making four programmes from festival concerts. We visited Bolivia with the Aracaenda Bolivia Choir and Ashley Solomon and Florilegium last night. We're also going to Ecuador via Sweden with Ensemble Villancico later in the week. And Gallicantus will be back home lamenting the death of Prince Henry of England in 1612. So this little anniversary touched on. Your meetings have been very creative this year, I must say. And finally, for the Early Music Show, music by Salomone Rossi, sung by Profeti della Quinta, who were winners of last year's Young Artists Competition. Does it actually get harder or more exciting to devise a festival programme?
Both, I suppose, really. I mean, as you know, we have the most wonderful team of artistic advisors who are immensely creative and work in all sorts of different areas of early music and bring different ears, if you like, to the platform each time. Finding the money for all the things we'd like to do, of course, is challenging. And this year, because of the Olympics, actually, we're part of the Cultural Olympiad, so there's what's called iMove monies. And actually, it's wonderful because to have that extra boost of cash, frankly, just makes that you can travel, you can bring people. We're bringing people literally from all over the world, and I'm sure most of the audience here don't realise you have to pay for an extra seat for all the instruments and on all those sorts of things. And it's sort of crazy, but enormously good fun when you're actually here listening to it all.
Well, thanks very much for now, Delma. Enjoy the rest of the week. I'm sure we'll be bumping into each other in various venues of a sort of hostelry kind, as well as a concert hall kind.
There we go.
Let's have some more music. An Antonio da Silva Leite sandwich now from La Ventura, London. First his toccata for one Francisco Gerardo, and last his flirtatious song about pretty Negrina, who seems to be leading her suitor in quite a dance. And between them, an anonymous cry of despair of someone whose life has been ruined by jealousy.
Grossa de seda foi por oggi va slinda nechina, coi sitte o tisamo, non vorrà stonda da pressa, e venaci mi tendo, ora na praca che io vo para la, scegaci praqui che io vo para lì, ora na ci pressa linda prepisò, non che ira sta pena sa meu corazzò. Passa, sto ingrata, su signo, signo d'un reino, non so niente, patarata, ora andrà pra cá, che io vo para là, scira ci pra chi, che io vo para lì, ora andrà ci presa lì da pretisso, non che in asa te la sa meu coração. Sì, sì, è un meu coração, sì, sì, è un meu coração. Fugiasti, Romeleio, largo canta, rua lì, se lo voglia, desespero, e corro a tragici, ora andrà pra cá, che io vo para là, scegaci pra chi, che io vo para lì, ora andrà ci pressa lì da previsò, non te ira sarvella, so meu coração, sì, sì.
Well, if there's anybody here in the National Centre for Early Music who has not managed to tap a foot yet, shame on you. It's really irresistible music from 18th century Portugal performed by La Ventura London with Sandra Medeiros, the singer of that haunting central number. And the director of the group, Jacques Osmo, joins me now. You've put down your guitar.
Yes, I did indeed.
And we've got crossing borders as the theme in this festival, and this group crosses borders. You've got two languages in the title, in the name of the group, La Ventura, London, and how many nationalities?
Indeed, quite a number. Well, La Ventura, London, as the name says, it's our adventures of London and wider. There are places really from all over. First, we have our cellist, Natasha Kramer, part English, part Australian. Joana Ciara, our lovely singer, is Portuguese. So is Sandra Medeiros. We have David Gordon, who is British with East European ancestry. Adam Summerhays, English, Irish, Scottish, French. He gave me the whole list. Our lovely flute player, Marta Gonzalez. She's Portuguese. I myself was born in Bosnia. I'm Canadian national. I live in the UK. It's a lovely world, and Taro Takeuchi, our brilliant plucked instrument player. He's Japanese.
And you've got a violone player.
Oh, Andrew, did I not mention Andrew?
Last but absolutely not least.
Andrew, many apologies. Andrew also gave me a list: English, Irish, Scottish, Greek, and so on.
Well, I guess Scottish men called Andrew are on a bit of a roll today, so that's good to leave him till last. Now, your group doesn't only perform Portuguese music. This is your latest project, and it's going to be released on CD in the autumn. What is it about this repertoire that first got you?
Oh, it is absolutely amazing. I first got introduced to the 18th century Modinhas during one of my trips to Portugal, when a colleague of mine invited me to see Fado, a wonderful, wonderful traditional Portuguese genre in one of the traditional Fado restaurants. Everything was very soulful. It was full of emotion. It was over the top. It's a 19th century repertoire, so it was very difficult not to get this big urge to go back and see where this music is coming from and what the origins are. And Modinhas are it. The themes are recognizable, the sentiments are resonating with the audience. It's wonderful.
So let me stop you. What exactly is a Modinha? I think everybody in this room, apart from the performers, may be encountering the form for the first time.
Oh, yes. It's basically, it's 18th century Portuguese and Brazilian love song. Now, these are not simply love songs of the kind, I love you, you love me, we are happy family. However, it is all very emotional, it is tragic, it is melancholic, it is also flirtatious, it's playful, it is just wonderful.
Yeah, there are several moods in each song. The singer starts out saying, I'm going to die of love and jealousy, but on the other hand, so it's very worldly, I think we can all identify with it. Now, what's the Brazilian influence then?
Oh, well, the actual origins of Modinhas are somewhat of a mystery. There are various founding myths of the genre. One of them is that Domingos Caldas Barbosa, who was a Brazilian colonial poet in the 18th century, he moved to Portugal and brought his Brazilian poetry and Brazilian musical elements into Portugal, started composing these Modinhas, and then Portuguese composers took up a genre, and there was a big craze about the genre throughout the entire 18th century and then into the 19th century.
So it must have been fun to work on them now. What are we going to hear next? We've got three more pieces of music.
Oh, yes, we have three more pieces of music. It is Voce Trata, Já Já Me Vai Marília, and É Delícia Ter Amor, which the title actually summarizes the meaning of Modinhas. It's how delicious the love is.
Well, how delicious it is to get you back to your guitar and retuned. While you tweak that, I'll just say that the last piece, it may be about the delights of love, but actually it's an instrumental. But before that, we have a song which says, careful with love, it's not a game. And then, oh, this is a good one for some of us, I'm going grey, Marilia, and it isn't just because of the ageing process. Emotion has the same effect.
quando entra no peito, parece o vai consolar. Amor, quando entra no peito, parece o vai consolar. Mestre, visto em pouco tempo, faz a gente palpitar. Faz a gente palpitar. Faz a gente palpitar. Ai, amor, amor, amor. Ai, amor, amor, amor. Vocês somam com amor e não é para zombar. E não é para zombar. Não, não é para zombar. Não, não é para zombar. Com amor muito devagar, com amor, nada de pressas, vamos muito devagar, porque como ele é criança, se correr pode cansar.
Para zombar. Não, não é para zombar.
Modinas and an instrumental piece on that eternal subject, love. Well, as William Beckford wrote in the 18th century, this is an original sort of music, the most seducing, the most voluptuous imaginable. And as performed by Portuguese sopranos Sandra Medeiros and Joana Seara, with Jacques Osmo directing La Ventura London, including Natasha Kramer playing cello and percussion. Who would disagree? My thanks to them, to Delma Tomlin, to the audience here at the National Centre for Early Music in York, and of course to you for listening. On with the festival. But now La Ventura London are going to play us out with a three-part finale. A hopeful message of love, a toccata, and finally the song of a young man who claims to enjoy every little rejection by his girlfriend as it gives him a chance to tease her back. And yes, we believe him.
Thank you.
Vivescias que todas, quando a gente pega em ti, são poesias tão mimosas, e nas outras nunca vi. São poesias tão mimosas, que nas outras nunca vi. Muito gosto, nhanhazinha, de andar bonito contigo. Quando vejo que comigo tu estás empadadinha, ficas tão mulandeirinha que muito me satisfaz. E se mando que te vais, depois te tornar rever, é somente para ver os me deixas que tu dá. Para ver os me deixas que tu dás.
L'Aventura London, ending today's early music show with music by Carlos Seixas, Marc Antonio Portugal and Barbosa. That came live from the York Early Music Festival, and the programme was presented by Catherine Bott and produced by Sam Phillips.
BBC Radio 3, Drama on 3.
Past is a foreign country. They do things differently there.
When an old man rereads his childhood diary, he encounters his younger self.
Why rake over the past?
Burn everything then, why don't you?
And relives his unwitting role in a forbidden relationship.
Will you do something for me?
Of course.
Give him a letter.
I was hoping you'd ask.
Oh, we sometimes write to each other on business matters. Do you like Mr. Burgess?
I like you.
A new adaptation of L.P. Hartley's novel, The Go-Between, starring Harriet Walter and Richard Griffiths. Drama on 3. Tonight at 8:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, it's just after 2 o'clock now and time for our Sunday concert, given recently at the Cheltenham Festival. And here once again is Catherine Bott. A very warm welcome to the Pitfield Pump Room in Cheltenham for this concert given by the Nash Ensemble. The ensemble is named for the elegant Regency terraces by John Nash that stand serenely by the Royal Academy of Music in London. Today's concert venue was built a few years after that period and was opened in 1830, the career highlight of Cheltenham architect John Forbes, who was later convicted of fraud. I'm sure he'd rather have been remembered for this splendid pump room. And indeed, it thrives today as a popular venue for all sorts of events, perfect for the chamber music concerts that are always an important part of the Cheltenham Music Festival. Today, the Nash Ensemble is fielding 5 key members. Pianist Ian Brown, horn player Richard Watkins, violinist Mariana Thorsen, violist Philip Dukes and cellist Paul Watkins. And they'll be playing piano quartets by Mozart and Frank Bridge, and 2 horn trios, one by Brahms, and the other receiving its premiere today by Alexander Gurr. They open with Mozart's first piano quartet, K478, written in 1785, just as he was about to start work on The Marriage of Figaro. The plan was to market a series of 3, but Mozart's publisher complained that the public found the first one too difficult. He had a point. The amateur musicians who were supposed to buy the work would probably have been expecting music of mere charm and sweetness. Well, there's beauty in abundance in this quartet, of course, but it's by no means just easy listening. The first of its 3 movements opens quite tensely, relaxing into lyricism as it progresses. Now, to play Mozart's piano quartet number 1 in G minor, we welcome the Nash Ensemble.
Thank you.